Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When the special session begins Tuesday, lawmakers plan to bring forward a proposal modifying the state's Star Bond program to help keep Kansas attract a professional sports team like the Chiefs and Royals to move to Kansas. Precise details are still being rolled out and ironed out, but backers of state incentives have pointed to the possibility of upwards of $700 million in supercharged sales tax and revenue bonds, Star Bonds, to roll out this program, to enable this program. Star Bonds, for those of you who are unfamiliar with them, are financing tools that allow Kansas municipalities to issue bonds to finance the development of major commercial entertainment and tourism projects. The bonds are then paid off through the sales tax revenue generated by the development. This upwards of $1 billion project has drawn a lot of interest and speculation, and I wanted to bring you a complete picture of the issue, especially considering it carries such a hefty price tag. So joining us now to tell us why he is in favor of the Star Bond proposal is someone who needs very little introduction. He's the former governor of the state of Kansas, former lieutenant governor of the state of Kansas. He is a longtime friend of the show, Governor Jeff Collier. Governor, thank you for joining us this evening, and happy Father's Day, my friend.
You know, I've had a wonderful Father's Day, yes. And I hope you've had a great day as well, my friend.
I have, and let me, before we get into this, let me also thank, it's the first time you and I have had a chance to talk. You endorsed me in my run for the House. It meant a lot to me. That carries a lot of weight, you know, to have a governor endorse you in a race. It meant a lot to me, and I really appreciated that, and I wanted to thank you for that. So thank you again for that, my friend.
Oh, no, man, you'd be great. Okay, I've known you when you were a representative before, and, you know, you're serving our community. I think the public service that you do through this show is fantastic. You know, we like using your brain, and, you know, Kansans are lucky to have you, my friend.
Well, thank you. And you know, when and if you decide to throw your hat back in the ring for public service, we'll be lucky to have you back. So now that we're done with the Mutual Admiration Society, that's tell me, Doc, why do you support this plan? Why do you think, because you're a fiscal conservative, why do you support this?
Yeah. You know, I have been a fierce conservative my entire career. I started out working for Ronald Reagan. And so it's important that, you know, we make sure we put the taxpayers first. We try to grow our economy and we try to make things work best for our communities, and especially in the long run. Now, I believe, you know, we should pay our bills, that, you know, the private sector can do things better than the governmental sector. And, you know, as a Kansan, I want to make sure that if we are going to have the Chiefs come over to Kansas, that there's a good way of doing that, not that relies on new taxes or anything like that. How it works is right now, the state of Missouri, voters in the state of Missouri voted down a tax increase across all of Jackson County. Kansas has a unique mechanism that would pay for part of the stadium. What that is, it's called a Star Bond. And what a Star Bond is, it's a bond that's issued by the local government. It's not a local government obligation. It's just tied to new sales taxes in the area around that facility. That's how we built the NASCAR racetrack. And so this is a way of doing something that has no obligation to the state of Kansas or to Wyandotte County or Johnson County, wherever it's built here. But what it does do is it makes sure that we get private development to do this. And I'll tell you, it's important that we keep the Chiefs here. You know, as a governor, you know, I brought people like you know, Warren Buffett, you know, to come to Kansas and build a facility in Lenexa. But I'll tell you, it was hard getting people and investors from, you know, the East Coast and the West Coast to look at Kansas. But if you have the Chiefs here, every Sunday they're going to see Kansas is a happening place, that this is a great place not only to raise a family and not only a great place to have a business, but things are happening here. And so I think there's a lot of advantages for the state that helps put us on the map, lets us put our best foot forward.
Governor, what do you say to those critics of the plan who argue, one of which is a sponsor of the show, but that's nothing to do with this. But what do you say to those critics who argue that this is a sweetheart deal or using government power to benefit one business at the expense of others?
Look, what we're talking about is something that is not a total free market sort of thing. Believe me, we all know that baseball teams and football teams are not free market entities. They are private sector entities, and other states will bid for them. And believe me, they will bid a whole lot more money than we will. But what's interesting in this is if you let the private sector build it, just like they did NASCAR, just like the private sector built the terminal in Kansas City at the Kansas City Airport, private sector takes a better job of it. You know, they'll take better care of it than cities do or government does. And so this is a way to make sure that we're doing something. It has a big public good, but fortunately, the taxpayers don't have to pay for it. I think that's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, there is an argument to be said that if you don't go to the game, you don't pay. I mean, my wife and I are a perfect example. We've never been to the Speedway, so it's not costing us anything for those bonds, for example. And I mean, it's a good example.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Example, we're talking with Governor Jeff Collier. Governor, let me ask you, there have been some who have speculated that some, you know, in this stadium district are concerned that wherever it may be, that residential property values around a stadium star bond district might then go up because obviously you've got all this development around it. So therefore it would put at risk folks who are on lower or fixed incomes and might then become priced out of their own neighborhoods because of increased property valuations, things like that, stuff that we're seeing all the time. Is that a concern? Are you worried at all about how this development might affect residential property values?
Well, it might improve residential property values. That's a good thing. What's a bad thing is when politicians go and use that to tax people out of their homes.
That's true.
And I think you just had that conversation just a minute ago.
Yeah, we did.
But, you know, here's the other thing, though, is, you know, already the Kansas Speedway pays property taxes. Already the Sporting KC, you know, pays property taxes. This is something where they will, you know, it will be have a property tax base. And that's a way of adding additional funds in order to drive down the cost for individuals.
You mentioned a few minutes ago that you were concerned about the Chiefs maybe, you know, moving. If Kansas doesn't do this, if Missouri doesn't find some kind of a counter offer, are you concerned at all that the Chiefs might move? I'm sure there are markets in Texas or other states that would try and entice them away. Is that a real concern to you?
Oh, absolutely it is. You know, a few years ago, I was visiting with a major political leader from another state, and I'll leave it at that. But in the course of the conversation, it was like, do you think the Royals would be willing to leave Kansas City? Because we would make them an offer they can't refuse.
And you go, I think I've heard that line somewhere before.
Yeah, you know, it's a Godfather thing, you know? But here's the thing, is other cities are going to be out there, okay? Kansas City, you know, this is something that is important to our image. And when the team left St. Louis a few years ago, when that team, the city of St. Louis actually sued because they said they were losing $100 million in revenue every single year. You know, this provides additional revenue to us. And, you know, other cities, you know, and it's no surprise, you know, it's Utah, it is Texas, it's Tennessee, it's Florida, you know, all of these places, they're trying to get an expansion team. And, you know, wow, what if you could buy the two-time world champions, soon to be three-time world champions?
Hey.
NFL. Hey. Oh, you and your Broncos thing, you know? You know, but this is a worldwide image. And, you know, I know, you know, I've been around the Chiefs ownership and the Royals ownership. They love Kansas City. They want to stay here. Let's not let somebody give them an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah, I could. There's definitely something to be said about that. Governor, you and I both know we served in Topeka together, albeit on different floors. Some of my former colleagues have expressed their concerns to me, and they've asked what I would do if I were, you know, how would I vote? And they've asked my own, and I'm trying to really stay neutral on this deal. I will tell you that the one thing that has concerned me about this is the process. And, you know, I never have liked doing things in a special session. I hate the fact that this seems kind of rushed, that they're, you know, doing it in one day as opposed to having extensive hearings, maybe doing an interim committee and allowing the public to come in and have extensive hearings in the Capitol, maybe a 2-day, you know, a day for proponents, a day for opponents, letting the public really get their teeth into this. Why the rush? Why can't they wait until January and do this through a regular order?
Well, a couple of things. One is, don't let another city make them an offer they can't refuse. And believe me, the sharks are circling out there. But here's the thing is, this is not the end of this discussion. There is a large process in which there is lots of opportunity for the public to first talk to your state legislators right now. This is a tweak of the general legislation. So it's not starting up a whole new thing. But then there's a big process. So the local government, you know, whatever county or city it is, they've got to first approve a star bond district. And they also have to then go to the Secretary of Commerce. And so once the district is created and the public has lots of opportunities to talk about that, then you can consider the project. Now, the project then has to have a complete feasibility study done by a third, done by a third party. It's got to contain a lot of different findings, and it has to match up, with sales tax revenues, and that the project actually pencils out. They have to have lots of input on that.
Okay.
So after that is completed, though, then you get to share that. Everybody gets to see that. Okay, and then the project needs to go and be reviewed once again by the Secretary of Commerce. It has to be reviewed by the local government that issues it. And then finally, the bonds themselves have to be evaluated by the investors that buy these on Wall Street. So there's a big process. We're only at the beginning of that process.
Okay, so there's a lot more to come here. And if folks are interested, if they want information, they can visit scoopandscoreks.com, correct?
That's right. And, you know, they're providing some up-to-date information and trying to, you know, set the record straight.
Governor, I appreciate you, my friend, as always. And, you know, if you've got an announcement coming anytime soon, you make sure you call me. We'll put you on the show. All right, brother?
Well, my best announcement was my daughters came home, you know, for Father's Day. So I am a happy, happy dad.
Any other imminent announcements, you know, call me. We'll put you on. All right, brother?
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.